using some kind of racist tactic. So the idea is, instead of continuing these negotiations, let's stop those altogether and let's really start to pick apart what it is we are doing on the force. The other part is this benchmark analytics being called in to monitor, keep data, and research officer behaviors in real time. This is going to be able to track officers' previous behaviors. Perhaps complaints that have been racked up against them may indicate, well, we shouldn't deploy this officer to a certain area for one reason or another, or maybe this officer shouldn't be on our force anymore because of various elements that we've been able to detect over several years. So this is all with the idea in mind that they want to get these bad officers out of there, and they don't want any union pushback having the ability to fire these officers.
By all appearances, Ryan, the next step is very unclear. What does it look like in the weeks and months to come? And I would imagine from just a policing standpoint, being in this state of limbo cannot be helpful.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that the police chief said yesterday, because he was pressed on this issue, remember, 9 city council members say they want to abolish the police department altogether. That's 9 of 12. Now, they would need a full unanimous vote by the city council to do that, plus the mayor, who's already said he's not for it, or take it to the voters and have 51% say they don't want a police force anymore. The police chief saying yesterday, look, they're going to be talking about this. They're going to be throwing out ideas. I'm going to keep doing my job. We're going to try to do everything we can to make this the safest and, least racist or most diverse police force we possibly can. So he's basically putting the blinders on and saying, look, I'm going to focus on my job, do what I need to do. We're going to try to make reforms as quickly as possible, but I'm still going to operate under the impression that this police force is still happening and will happen in the future.
All right. ABC's Ryan Burke.